The Traveler's Journal, April 22nd. Getting a sense of where we are. 8 centuries of exploration have eliminated blank spots from world maps. But it's important to always remember, even the most detailed topographic map is only a subjective representation of a place. To pinpoint our position on the planet, we still have to look to the heavens. Travelers have followed the stars for millennia. Discovery of the compass helped mankind find direction, and navigators used astrolabes and sextants to chart their position relative to the stars. Over the last century, electronics have helped us find our way, starting with radio and radar. More recent technology has advanced the art of navigation. The U.S. Department of Defense has created the Global Positioning System, a network of 25 navigational satellites in geosynchronous orbits 12,000 miles high. While the system is designed for military purposes, channels are available to anyone who wants to know exactly where they are. A wide variety of GPS receivers are available, both handheld and larger units. Systems are also standard issue on many upscale vehicles. When tuned in, they automatically find and triangulate 3 satellite signals, then, with pinpoint accuracy, provide the longitude, latitude, and even elevation of your position. Yet, though GPS receivers are navigational miracles, it's still easy to know your precise position and be lost. Traversing an unfamiliar landscape still takes a good map or a knowledgeable human guide. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.